detonate their ammunition or damage our precious track links. And if we ran into one of Ivan's special traps, the anti-tank ditch concealed with straw, or the flamethrower that ignited when a Panzer rolled over a cable, then we'd breathe our last gulp of Russian air, if we were lucky. The less fortunate might survive and take the prison wagon to Siberia. Peering through my armored vision slit at the step out in front and following my commander's instructions from up in the turret cupola, I dreaded any of these things happening to our Tiger. Despite our armor plate, I had the sweating hands and dry throat that always came from facing the big red war machine. In the east, the winter sun began to rise like a piece of hot iron, but it gave no warmth to the landscape, which stayed shrouded in low mist and drifts of ice. Overhead, three of our Fokker Wulf fighters streaked forward, trailing vapor, and then a slow, lumbering flight of six Stukas heading out to soften up those Ivan bunkers for our Tigers to maul. Inside our Panzer, it was humid now, as the groaning transmission became hot and warmed the sealed-in air. Condensation collected on my dials, scalding oil from the transmission spat on my face. The reek of carbon monoxide made my head throb, and I almost envied our commander up in the turret, still with his head up in the morning air, despite the risk he ran of losing that clever brain to a shell or a sniper. "What a stench," the gruff voice next to me muttered. "If they could bottle this cologne for me to wear, I won't be troubled by so many blondes on my next leave in Hamburg." Our radio operator and hull machine gunner, Kurt, was the ugliest bastard in the heavy Panzer battalion, and my best comrade. I didn't have to look at him over the shuddering transmission housing to know he was sighting down the eyepiece of his MG-34 and monitoring the signals from our other Panzers with his great deformed ears in his headphones. In front of us, the line of Tigers on our side of the surging arrowhead sprayed up plumes of mud and ice into the reddening sky, maintaining a steady 20 kilometers per hour that allowed us to stay in formation and make good time across the no man's steppe. The ground ahead was barren, with just the hulk of another burned-out T-34 between us and the ridge in the distance where the target bunkers were sighted. Up there, I could see the crooked black shapes of the Stukas peeling and diving out of the dawn sky, diving almost vertically. And as I watched, great spouts of debris shot up as their bombs exploded on the Ivan forts. I wiped my sweating forehead on my sleeve and glanced around momentarily at the base of the turret cage. I saw three pairs of feet in there. The scuffed lace-up boots of our 88mm gunner and our loader, and the polished jack boots of Oberleutnant Hellmann, our vehicle commander. The shine on those boots was legendary, like Hellmann's coolness in action, his taste for cognac, and his hatred of the Reds. I glanced back at my vision slit and made a slight change to the differential, steering us around the wrecked T-34. The Ivan tank was a blackened hulk, surrounded by debris, with its tracks hanging off and its gun pointing down. I blinked as I looked at that T-34. It was perhaps 200 meters away, outlined against the skyline, and through the mist on my vision block I thought I saw the verdammt thing moving its gun. "What the scheisse," Kurt grunted beside me. "That Ivan is moving." I wasn't sure what I was seeing. This smashed, burned tank, with its tracks lying in spools on the step around it, was elevating its 76mm gun, and its turret was traversing onto us. What the hell was going on here? "Fire on the red!" Hellmann shouted over the headphones. The order was to our gunner, who lived with his face glued to the eyepiece of the gun sight. "Fire on him!" I heard our turret traverse with its drive motor as our gunner calibrated on the T-34, which now had its barrel pointed at our whole flank of 10 Panzers, aiming at hull sides where our armor was comparatively thinner. Our other Tigers were traversing